You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Nifty has made history in May series. It has hit 12,000 and has ended 2.6% higher. On F&O expiry day, this is an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Nifty 50 created history during May series when it surpassed Mount 12K to hit a fresh record high of 12,041 on the 23rd of May after the NDA secured a majority and paved way for the second term for Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The index rose 2.6% in May series to close at 11,945, a fresh record closing high. The S&P BSE Sensex rallied 2.8% while Nifty Bank rallied 6.7% in the same period. What was the final tally on Dalal Street for Friday? The Nifty rose 84 points to close at 11,945, while the S&P BSE Sensex rallied 329 points to end at 39,831. That should be Thursday, because this is Thursday. Strong buying was seen in power, telecom, energy, finance and IT stocks, while profit-taking could be seen in automobiles, metals, realty and consumer discretionary stocks. The broader market underperformed the benchmark indices as the S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index closed 0.4% higher, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index was up 0.2%. More than 50 stocks hit a fresh 52-week high on the BSE, and that included names like InfoEdge, Vinati Organics, Siemens, Just Dial, IGL, V-Guard, IOL Chemicals, Birla Kotsin, etc., among others. Most experts feel that the optimism around a political front is pushing markets higher, but investors should tread with caution as any bad news could derail the rally amid high valuations. Umesh Mehta, who is the head of research at Samco Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Indian buses seem to be in a race with no looking back." Choppiness on Dalal Street has increased as Nifty aims to reach its previous highs by crossing the 12,000 levels. All eyes are on the monetary policy next week and the implementation of strong reforms by the newly elected government. The street is pricing in the Modi government's efforts to improve the economy and hence the markets are soaring higher. However, this frenzy will be short-lived as the indices are currently trading at very high multiples and any adverse news on local or global fronts can lead to severe correction in the market. Unquote. So, top Sensex gainers today were in Bajaj Finance, up 2%, Bharti Airtel, up 2.3%, and NTPC, up 3.4%. Top Sensex losers today, Sun Pharma, down 2.3%, Mahindra & Mahindra, 1.6% down, and IndusInd Bank, down 1.3%. Some stocks that were in the news today. Most global brokerage houses slashed price target for Mahindra & Mahindra after its quarter four show. CLSA downgraded the stock and cut target price by 19% on likely underperformance. Mahindra & Mahindra closed 1.6% lower and was also one of the top Sensex losers. West Coast Paper gained 6% after the company decided to acquire international paper APPM, which has a market capitalization of around 1,660 crore rupees. Shares of Tata Teleservices rallied more than 19%, buoyed by its performance in the quarter ended March 2019. Shares of Manpasand Beverages plummeted 10% after the officials of the company arrested for GST fraud were reportedly denied bail. And finally, shares of Gujarat Narmada Valley Fertilizers shed more than 6% after the company reported a 71.6% decline in profit for the quarter ended March 2019. And finally, a quick global update as usual. European markets have been trading higher today as the pan-European Stock 600 registered its first gain in the last 3 days. Asian markets ended lower today on the back of rising trade tensions between the United States and China. Japan's Nikkei 225 shed 0.29% at 20,942.53. The Shanghai Composite was down 0.31% at 2,905.81, while South Korea's Kospi added 0.77% to close at 2,038.8. Well, that's everything you need to know about what happened today. I'll, of course, see you first thing in the morning, tomorrow, and, of course, with two other podcasts over the course of this evening. Do write into us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.